This call is now being recorded. Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome to the GNSO Review Working Group call held on Tuesday, the 18th of October, 2016. On the call today, we have Sarah Bakke, Donna Austin, Mahendra Lini, Keith Dixon, Jennifer Wolf, and Pascal Bacano. We have listed apologies from Wolf Ulrich Nobin. From staff, we have Julie Hedman, Marika Konings, Larissa Gernick, Charla Shambly, Lars Hoffman, and myself, Terry Agnew. I would like to remind all participants to please state your name before speaking for transcription purposes. With this, I'll turn it back over to Jennifer. Please begin.
Thank you, and thank you to all of you who are able to be here today. We certainly appreciate your continued time and commitment to the work that we are doing in creating an implementation plan for the recommendations of the GNSO review that have been approved to move forward. For those of you who may be reading the transcript or listening to the recording, we certainly appreciate your continued participation on list or in providing your comments and feedback. Just as a matter of our formality, have there been any changes to anyone's statement of interest? Okay, seeing none, we'll move on. Our agenda for today, we have a one-hour time slot for our call. We are still looking for vice chairs, so we'll speak just briefly about that. But the primary substance of our call today is to have staff present to us the draft straw man plan that they have created. We determined in our last call that with the volume of work that we have to do in the short time frame, that would probably help give us a platform from which to frame our discussion and move this forward. So a big part of our call today will be staff presenting to us what's been drafted, and we will then comment on the overall structure and plan and then begin to move into the sections and have the more substantive conversation. And, of course, we'll close out with our next steps in our next meeting. So with that, on the vice chair, we are hoping to have a vice chair at some point in time in the event that I'm not able to be on a meeting due to my travel schedule, and, of course, just to help support the efforts. Are there any volunteers to serve in that role?
I would like to participate, but I am yet new to the procedure, and hence I am making myself comfortable with the procedure.
Okay, and if we could just ask, are you not on the chat? You're not in Adobe Connect, are you? Mahendra, right?
Pardon?
Are you on Adobe Connect? Are you able to see the screen?
I didn't get you.
Are you able to see the screen in the Adobe Connect room?
No, right now not. I'm joining the con-call through the audio mechanism.
Okay, understood. We certainly welcome your participation. Were you trying
Thank
to volunteer
you.
as vice chair, or are you just saying you'd like to participate?
Yeah, I would like to participate, but since I'm new to this particular, I just recently joined the group, and I'm making myself comfortable with the procedure. So that's why, though I'm willing, I won't be able to contribute or do justice to vice chair, and I'm refraining my nomination, but I will certainly like to contribute in future assignments.
Okay. Well, thank you. We welcome your participation. Julie, I see your hands up.
Yes.
Do you want to proceed?
Yes, this is Julie Hedlund from staff. I'll send around the requirements for chair and vice chair, and just so folks have that. What we'd asked before, and when I send it, I'll do this again, is that we do ask that someone, if someone is volunteering for the vice chair position, to provide a little bit of context concerning their skills and experience relating to the chair and vice chair requirements. So I'll follow up after this call and send that around as well.
Great. Thank you, Julie. Okay, well, with that, why don't we go ahead and move forward into the substance of our call today. As I said, staff has circulated the straw man draft. And so what I'd like to ask, and I don't know, Julie, if you want to present it or if someone else from staff, but if you could talk us through and show us the document and just help us understand how it was created and the thought process behind it, and then we could move into discussing the sections and moving specifically into the substance of the document. Julie, is that you, a new hand?
That's a new hand. This is Julie Hammond, and I'm happy to go ahead and walk us through the document.
Perfect. Thank you.
So, again, this is Julie Hedlund from staff, and I want to just start with an overview of the document. So, and I'm going to leave this synced because then I'll be able to move through it as I'm speaking. And at any time, if anybody has any questions, just please do raise your hand. We can certainly move into discussion after I've run through the overview, but, of course, if there's any questions as I'm speaking, please do raise your hand. So just a little bit of background, again, in case folks weren't, for the people who might not have been on the last call. As Jen mentioned, the request went to staff to produce a straw man draft of the GNSO Review Recommendations Implementation Plan. This is to assist the working group to move forward perhaps a little more quickly. The intent of this draft is to provide some suggestions and guidance to help move along the discussion concerning the implementation plan. So this is really to assist the working group. Staff is not putting out here anything near, a finished product. It really is just for guidance and also to help the working group move along a little more quickly. And so just starting at the first page, this is just a standard template that we use, and we do note that this is a straw man that is provided for consideration by the GNSO Review Working Group. So it is just suggestions and guidance right now. And I'll just move to the table of contents to show you what the structure of the document is. The table of contents and the structure of the document follows very closely to what was discussed in the slides at the last meeting. In the slides that staff provided and the working group discussed, we talked about what might be the various sections content covered in an implementation plan. Some of this is standard to any document. So what you see here, of course, an executive summary, which we would always want to include in any longer document, and some background, of course, on, why we are where we are, what background to the document, to the GNSO review, and how we got to this point. And then there would be possibly an overview of the recommendations, just a high-level overview of, how they originated, how they're grouped, that sort of thing. And I'll go through these sections one by one as well. And then there is really sort of the heart of the document, and that is prioritizing the recommendations and also pulling out the various dependencies. So one of the things that the working group asked staff at the last call was to look at the recommendations and suggest a possible prioritization, perhaps in batches, looking at, say, what may already be being done, what are things that were agreed on without any modifications by the GNSO review working party, and then what were items that were agreed on with modifications. And then also looking at, are there dependencies between these recommendations? Or is there a way to group them that might make sense based on the, their topic areas or the areas of work? Are there resource requirements? Are there budgetary requirements? So one of the things that staff has done, and I'll cover this in more detail when we get to that section, is to just make some suggestions, both sort of examples of what kinds of information we would be looking for there, and then also some suggestions for some of the recommendations. really just for discussion and consideration for the working group. And then another area that we suggested could be included in the plan is, this was in last meeting slides, is a methodology. So what, you know, how are we going to approach the work of the implementation? And so that's also a key section of the plan. And then, of course, a timeline for the work, when do we expect certain deliverables? How are we batching these things? Are we doing them, 1 year? Is there another year, or is there overlap? And so that's important to include. And the last item is something that when I get to this section, I can show it to you again in more detail. But trying to standardize the way it does implementations. This is something that has started, I think, already with ATRT2, where there are templates that that we can use to group items in projects and to ensure that the various details and aspects that one would expect to have in an implementation plan are covered and covered consistently across all of the recommendations and the implementation. So that is included as an annex, and I can speak to that when we get to that section. But that's the overview of the document, and I want to stop there and see if anybody has any questions or any suggestions of what might be missing and anything else that anybody would like to say. Thank you.
Thanks, Julie. Any comments? I think not seeing any comments. I think that makes a lot of sense. It makes it does fit a good structure and organizational structure to this document. So if you want to go ahead and continue on into the document, that would be helpful.
Great. Thanks, Jen. This is Julie Hedlund again. So I'll move along here. You'll note in this plan that there's some language that staff has put in, just a suggested language at this point, and then indicated where there would be more text added as we get to a more final version of the plan, and that's the case here in the executive summary that we would have additional information to add once we get closer, to a final version. And then moving to the background, again, nothing really new here, a discussion of, how the review transpired and then what was the result of the review, how were the recommendations grouped in the final report by the independent examiner, and then, of course, the work of the GNSO review working party and its feasibility and prioritization analysis and recommendations arising from that report. And then, moving into the adoption of that report and approval of the recommendations by the ICANN board, and then the requirements for the implementation plan. So, again, this can be modified as we get to a final version, but it would be fairly standard information to include. And I do note in the chat that Lawrence has joined on the telephone. So moving along to the overview of the recommendations, again, this would be more of a high-level overview, just talking about, again, how they were originally organized and then how they were evaluated by the GNSO Review Working Party. And, again, these are all just suggestions by staff. Again, in a little bit more detail about the feasibility and prioritization analysis. And then we're moving into a sort of a description of what we are how we're grouping the recommendations in this implementation plan. So this section of the overview is likely to change. If this working group decides on a different order of categorization, for example, or prioritization, then this section would change. So again, some of these things will be finalized once the working group finalizes the prioritization and dependencies and sort of the grouping of the various recommendations. That is the overview section, and I hope I'm not going too fast, but I do kind of want to get to what I think is sort of the heart of this discussion here today, and that is section three, and I do thank Chuck Gomes for noting that the numbering is off in this section, and staff will go ahead and fix that in our next iteration of the document. I'm going to spend, I think, probably most time on this. So before I launch into this section, just briefly pausing, any questions about the document and the sections of the document I've covered thus far? I'm not seeing any hands up, so I'll go ahead and proceed on the prioritization dependencies. So the first thing to note here is staff looked first at what the GNSO review working party had done in its organization and prioritization in particular of the recommendations. The review working party did provide a prioritization, and that was based on a very extensive analysis they did, a spreadsheet where they looked at whether or not a recommendation was work that was already underway, whether or not it was a recommendation that was agreed to without modifications, or whether it was a recommendation agreed with modifications. They also assigned to the recommendations whether or not they were low, medium, or high priority, and also sort of the level of difficulty of implementation. And based on that, they had provided a prioritization, and staff have taken that prioritization. Looking at it, it seemed to make a great deal of sense, and it was based on extensive evaluation. So that is what staff suggests could be the starting point for the working group. Of course, as the working group has more time to look through this plan and has other suggestions for prioritization, we're happy to do that. This has just seemed to be a logical starting point. And then I will show you that as we get into each of the recommendations, I'll show you then how those fall. But that's the explanation for the current prioritization in this document. Any questions on that?
None.
Thank you. So one of the other things that staff did as a suggestion is while we looked through the recommendations, they appeared to fall into three different categories. These could perhaps be broken down further, but at least as a starting point, we thought it might be useful to look at the broader categories in which the recommendations fell. And what we found is that there appeared to be three categories or groupings of the recommendations. And I'm seeing that Pascal is asking a question. Is it possible to add an annex in this document with the recommendations? Actually, Pascal, the recommendations are in the document. Are you asking whether or not we could add the spreadsheet evaluation that was in the feasibility and prioritization? And I see Marika typing. Because we certainly can add the spreadsheet in which the review working party produced in its feasibility and prioritization report. Yes, and also we can link to the wiki too, where there are documents. It is true that the spreadsheet, for example, is quite lengthy. So we have a couple of different options there. But just to go forward, the groupings that we that seemed logical to staff, and of course these can be changed, but just as a starting point for discussion, and the recommendations themselves are listed here. It seemed that there was a group of recommendations that related to the policy development process, to improvements, to effectiveness, and implementation. And so those recommendations are coded as blue. They're not necessarily grouped together, and I'll show you why, but they are in blue so that one can see that they kind of fall into the same group. And then the next grouping that seemed logical was the recommendations that related to the various GNSO components, so GNSO Council, stakeholder groups and constituencies, and their appointments, membership, members, statements of interest, procedures, and support. So basically anything that relates to the council, the stakeholder groups, and the constituencies, those are all grouped together and coded as brown. And then the third grouping that seemed to make sense was it had to do with working groups and how they operate. So evaluating performance, for example, evaluating participation and also encouraging participation. So things like outreach and, you know, tools to make it easier for people in different regions to participate, the self-evaluation, and, you know, ways to support volunteers and to encourage leadership. So that seemed to be a logical grouping as well. And I see Lawrence is joining the room. Thank you. So I'm going to stop there, and I'll show you some examples of these, but I know we have, you know, some, you know, certainly staff who, you know, were supporting the working party, and I know they've had a chance to look at this as well, but Does anybody have any questions about that grouping at this time, or those suggested groupings, shall I say?
So, Julie, I'll just ask the question to you and also to the group here. Do you, as you went through this, do you think that the way that we should attack this is to take these three sections and talk about these all in one grouping because they're related? Is that what you see as a most effective and efficient way forward?
Thank you, Jen. That may be. I think what I found just as we as staff were you know running through this exercise of putting these things together, and this is also part of the methodology to approach the plan. In some of these senses, like here's just an example. There are several items that have to do with statements of interest. They are at various levels of prioritization, but say anything having to do with statements of interest might make sense as you know a discrete project where it might be. You know, this might be added to statements of interest, or maybe there has to be, you know, more of a requirement for statements of interest, or maybe we need, you know, more types of members to do statements of interest. All of those might be something that could be grouped as a project. And same thing with perhaps, you know, some of the, you know, sort of membership items, you know, maybe those are just could be as simple as making some changes to that particular section of the GNSO operating procedures that has to do with stakeholder group and constituency membership, you know, or changes to, you know, that section of the procedures that deals with statements of interest. So I think that's sort of the next step is if we accept the categories that we have here or as we, you know, finalize the categories, shall I say, then I think the working group can say, okay, based on this and based on the level of priority, these items seem to be a logical group as a project, because we will have, and just moving ahead to just preview what will be the tool that we can use to do that, is this GNSO review recommendation charter. And the idea is that not that one would complete this charter for every recommendation, but that one would try to see how many, you know, recommendations make sense to put together as a project, and then complete a charter for that particular project, you know, and that, you know, with dependencies, you know, with the goals, with the timeline, risks, performance, deliverables, et cetera. So that's one possible approach. So is that helpful to you, to Jen and to working group members?
I think that is helpful, and I think it does make sense, you know, for a couple of reasons. One, you know, we could schedule a call just to talk about, you know, each one of these categories, or it might be a series of calls, but at least then we're talking about similar issues and how to put a project team together to implement those issues. I think that certainly makes sense in terms of moving forward into implementation. You know, I certainly welcome comments from everyone on the call, but I would also just ask the question then, you know, when we talked about batching, do we then really just see three batch? Like, these are the three batches that we would say these should be rolled out at a certain point in time. I'd be curious to know what other people think. We had talked about not trying to do all of this in 1 year because it's not really feasible. So, you know, when we start to look at how these get rolled out, if we have these three projects, you know, how would we then batch those? Julie?
Yeah, this is Julie Hedlin. One consideration, and I think this is something that that Wolf Ulrich may have mentioned, is and possibly Chuck as well, but there is work that was identified in a number of recommendations that is that the working party determined is work that's already underway. So one of the things that what staff did is pulled these items out, and the working party had actually also put these in order of priority. So staff pulled them out in order of priority, and some of these could be dispatched relatively quickly, in that if we can, and, you know, in many cases here, it does point to the work that is underway, you know, how this is covered, and that for these items, it might just be a slight modification to what's already being done, or a slight, you know, addition to what's being done, or perhaps no change in what's being done, but, you know, just a monitoring of it. You know, so just as an example here, recommendation 16, that we, you know, adopt the policy impact assessment as part of a standard part of the process. This is actually something that's already in the PDP manual. Of the GNSO action items that the working party had identified was, you know, is there a framework for assessing the policy impacts? You know, what would be measured? And so it might be that that this is covered, say, in this final report of the Data and Metrics for Policymaking, DMPM, working group final report. It may be a matter of simply looking at that and saying, yeah, looks like that recommendation is covered, and so we can mark that as complete. One suggestion might be to start by looking at these first, addressing them, you know, right away as sort of a first batch, because they should be, so to speak, low-hanging fruit. And so it might not make sense to, say, pull the, you know, the blue items out and put them with something that maybe is not in progress, because conceivably doing that would slow some of those things down. But it might make sense to take, say, the blue items here in the work that's already been done, you know, to, and, you know, take them together and say, you know, are there any dependencies between these, and you know, and how are they being, you know, how are they being addressed at this time? And so that's one possible way to start. And then the other two areas that staff pulled out as possible prioritization is those items that were recommendations of the working party listed as agreed and not needing any modifications. And then perhaps the ones that will be a little bit more difficult to deal with would be those that are agreed and require some modifications to the recommendation. So that's one suggested way of how we could start by doing the work underway, but then also looking for perhaps the highest priority items in both the work that's agreed on, the work that's agreed with modifications, and address them first in their categories, and then maybe the medium ones maybe low. And some of these could be done concurrently with the work that's already underway, because that should be pretty easy, because some of that may not need, you know, any additional work at all. I don't know if that's helpful, Jen. And I've been talking an awful lot here, so I mean, there are other staff on the call. If anyone else has anything they want to add to what I've said.
Thanks, Julie. Any comments from the group? I think that's what I'm trying to get my head around right now, is just, you know, how we proceed in terms of digging into these issues. I like the idea of tackling the things that might be, you know, putting things together that might be really easy, because there's work already being done and we could dispatch those very easily. But I also do like the idea of grouping them by category, how you have the PDP improvements and so on, you know, the membership-related issues and the working group performance. I'd love to have some comments from anyone on the call as to how you think we should proceed. And just keep in mind, our goal is to try to be as efficient as possible so that we can move into the substance, but we want to make sure we've framed the conversation in the best possible way to do our work. Any comments? I see Donna's typing.
No.
Yes. Is that Mahendra or Lawrence? No? Okay. Any comments?
No comments presently.
Okay. Donna's saying the groupings make sense. Okay. Donna's still typing. Any other comments from anyone? Or even staff? I know you've really dug into this. And I know we're dealing with a lot of recommendations, so we're just trying to be as efficient as we can. Anyone else from staff like to comment? Donna, please go ahead.
Thanks, Julie. Donna Austin's... Sorry, not Julie, Jen. I'm not typing so fast this morning, so I thought I'd try to talk. So I think the groupings appear to make sense. I guess it's a balance between, you know, what are the high priorities. Sometimes it's a case of what's the low-hanging fruit, which generally turns out not to be so low. So I guess it's just finding a balance between how we want to prioritize the work. You know, the groupings make sense. We've got some that are high priority. Are we going to do the groupings? Is this group going to how do we work through those, you know, groupings as a stage thing? You know, do some have absolute timelines that have to be agreed to? So I think it's fine, but perhaps there's other layers to it just to get the balance right. Thanks, Jen.
Thanks, Donna. And Lawrence, I see your hands up. Please go ahead.
Thank you. This is Lawrence for the records. I think I'm also in support of the beautiful way it's been broken into three different segments. But maybe to help us walk faster, if it's possible to look at the ones where the earlier categorization, where we had those that were fully agreed to, partially agreed to, and those that, you know, didn't scale through at all. Is it possible if we pick the first category, which is those which each and every, I mean, which everybody agreed to, we could still, it might be possible to still break them down into these three active categories, because then we know where it's supposed, I mean, where the action is supposed to sit. So maybe we can, with that, we could, first of all, deal with the ones that, you know, we all, I mean, that have previously been agreed to. So in other words, we could have those ones broken into these three categories, the working group, performance, the general council, and the other category. I'm not privy to see that now. Maybe if we take it in that light, if we still need to break it further in that light, we can then deal with those that have been agreed to, and then take the other two categories and work on them. But at least we will have been able to deal with some aspects of the tax ahead of us. Thank you.
Thanks, Lauren. And Julie, I see your hands up. Go ahead.
Hi, this is Julie Headland. Thank you. First of all, I do want to note that this is only sent to the list. Yes. I think most working group members have not had a chance to, you know, to really spend any time in detail, you know, looking at this in detail. I'm also going to look forward to looking at, you know, hearing from comments on the list as well. In particular, I note that Wolf Ulrich Knobin had originally planned to be available for this call, but now he is unable to be. But did say that he would send his comments on the plan to the list. So I expect we'll get some additional comments and questions once the working group members have had a chance to read this. But I'm wondering, John, if it might be okay if I start, if I go through this section just in a little bit more detail, because I think that might answer some of the questions and the questions in particular that Lawrence had.
Absolutely. I was just thinking the same thing, that I think we have a good understanding of how we can group some things. But why don't you take us through this and also 100% agree. I know I was traveling and didn't have a chance to read it thoroughly. I just was able to look at it briefly. So I think with all of us having this discussion, we can now have time to actually read the document and begin to really formulate more detailed comments on lists. But please, Julie, let's use this time for you to continue to present the document to us.
Thank you very much, Jen. This is Julie Headland. So as mentioned before, the first area that staff broke out was the work that's already underway. And staff can, of course, assist with this analysis, but some of these could indeed be March completed. I think, actually, even a lot of this work was done. You see some of the links here as I go through these. It might be that it's just a matter of staff checking back to say, okay, this is, you know, here's a pointer to exactly what's being done, this is how it's being done, and then maybe the working group saying, looking at and saying, yes, okay, that we agree, that's been done, we can mark that off. This might need some additional work, what work is that, how will that be addressed, and it might be just a very minor, implementation plan or charter for the items that still have additional work. And those could be grouped, to the extent that they fit together. So, for instance, here's a couple of examples, recommendation 11 and 14. Both of these deal with the PDP and how the work of the PDP is addressed and assessed. So, there's a PDP working group pilot project, maybe it's just a matter of doing an evaluation or having a few metrics to evaluate how that pilot project is going. For example, on PDP chunking, that is something that's already being done. We can point to some examples of where that's happening. And it might be that, we determine that that's been addressed. So I'm not going to go through each one of these and, describe them, but that might be an approach for for the work that's already being done. And that's really actually quite a few recommendations, as you see here, of items that, you know, could conceivably be dispatched fairly quickly, and something that, you know, staff could then go out and find those links, you know, find those projects and, you know, and note how they've been addressed. So that's one approach. Then, as, you know, Lawrence was asking about the, you know, agreed recommendations, and then there's also the recommendations that were agreed but with modifications. Again, the GNSO review working party did organize in priorities the agreed recommendations as well as those agreed with modifications, and that is the prioritization that we've picked up here, but then also added the, you know, the color coding for how these fit in their various categories, and then an additional area, we did identify some dependencies in the work that's already being done, but needless to say, there aren't as many dependencies there because some of these things are already addressed. But one of the things the working group asked staff to do in the last call was for each of the recommendations to pull out dependencies, information on who might be the implementer, resource requirements, and possible budget effects. And what staff did here was we didn't get really, there really wasn't time, and it's not really necessarily appropriate for staff to get too deep into these, but staff did provide some text as guidance to the working group members to consider, you know, for each of these recommendations. And these items are called out in yellow in here, so you can see that there's something that the working group is going to need to discuss. And here's an example of, as I mentioned before, things that we might perhaps group together as a high priority. And this is, I'm looking at recommendation 27, that was the, you know, having a centralized list of members and individual participants of all the constituency and stakeholder groups. I know that in the GNSO operating procedures now, there are guidelines for stakeholder groups and constituencies as far as membership lists and so on, but I don't think that there's something that says that this information needs to be available in public, for instance, or centrally located. For example, I think these things are right now, you know, something that's maintained by each of the SGs and Cs. So, you know, we might then group everything that has to do with membership and statements of interest together in one batch. And if it's something that's marked as a high priority, then, and that might include the agreed with modifications items that are related, and perhaps we put those all in a, you know, sort of a high priority, you know, batch one categorization. But just moving through here, just to show you again the color coding, so grouping in categories, but these are also listed in order of priority, and that's the priority that was identified by the GNSO working party and the working group. This working group can, of course, change that if it likes. And I'll just note with recommendation 21, this was one that was not originally recommended to implement, but the GNSO Council had changed this to implement, but it listed as a low priority, so that's why that's in red there. Some of these dependencies, I will note, for instance, you'll see here with this one, there's quite a few dependencies listed. This is actually not text that staff developed. These are dependencies that were identified by the working party and the community when there was a public discussion on, and I forget which ICANN meeting it was, but there was a public discussion and meeting on the recommendations. And in this discussion, there were issues raised concerning dependencies, particularly in this recommendation. And so staff went back and, you know, picked up those comments and put them in here, at least as a starting point for the working group to consider. So any questions on that section? That's the agreed recommendations, you know, in order of priority and then coded according to the various categories. Then, in the interest of time, I'll go ahead and move along. Then the next, the third category is the agreed recommendations with modifications. Again, these are in order of priority, and that was the prioritization that the working party had suggested. And again, staff has put in some suggested dependencies, implementers, resources, and budget effects. And there aren't a lot in that category. And it might be that, that some of these might get, it might be logical, say, for instance, to, take these and by category and, depending on their priority, group them with, others in their category that are the recommendations that are agreed but without modifications. So that's something that the working group can look at as well, and of course staff can help with some suggested groupings there. So that was the areas that that staff had laid out and that really build on the work of the GNSA Review Working Party. And so I'll stop there and see if there are any further questions. I don't know if that helped you, Lawrence, as far as seeing how we've laid things out.
Thanks, Julie. This is, it's a tremendous amount of work, and I certainly want to thank all of you on staff for all the work and the thought process that went into it. Having been the chair of the GNSA Review Working Party, I think it's great to see that a lot of the hard work that we did and going through all of the recommendations is hopefully now framing this conversation. And I want to thank you for all the work you did in putting this document together. It's certainly going to help make our job easier. I'd like to ask if there are other comments. I know we're coming up towards the top of the hour. I'm thinking that what may make the most sense is to give everyone, this next week to actually go in and read the document with a bit more detail, perhaps formulate comments on lists that they can provide back to the working group and to staff. And then in the interest of time, and I do want to take just a few minutes and talk about our time frame in terms of completing this work, that we would then schedule a call perhaps next week if we can to keep this moving forward, so that in our subsequent call, now that everyone has had a time to review this, we can begin to go through each of the recommendations and start filling in the blanks, so to speak, and then move this forward to where we actually can create these project groupings as recommended. And again, we can identify low-hanging fruits, but try to create these work tracks to then go forward. Can you remind us, I know we were shooting for December, I think, to get this before council. Is that correct? Julie, go ahead.
Yes, this is Julie Hedlund from staff. So there are two GNSA Council meetings in December. There's one on the 1st and one on the 15th. And I think the deadline for documents and motions for the 1st is, I think it's the 21st of November, but staff can pull up that date. I think that, the requirement is simply to get this in front of the council, in November, but also to get it to the board by the end of the year. So ideally, we would want to shoot for that first council meeting, because there's always the possibility, too, that councilors, could defer about, in which case it could be deferred, to the next meeting. So I would say if we could shoot for the 21st of November. Now, that is very short. Also with respect to next meetings, the doodle that we did was supposed to be for recurring meetings. So we're hopeful that means that this time would be the time that we would then plan to meet weekly, which really would just give us next week, because I think the following week people will be traveling to ICANN 57. But we do also have a meeting scheduled at ICANN 57 as well for a working meeting.
Okay. So if that works, we could go ahead and schedule the call for next Tuesday. And I think let's see what we can get done on list in the next week, and then just dig in and try to work us, as best we can towards the goal that we have. And you know, we can reassess at a certain point if we think that that's not going to be feasible. But I think with the work that you've done to help set this up and the ability for us to go in on lists and really provide feedback, we can hopefully keep this moving forward. I know there was a comment Lawrence had said in the chat to break it into groups. I think that is the goal here, is that once we create this macro-level recommendations, then each of those, you know, Julie used the term project, so to speak, but tackling, you know, PDP issues or membership-related issues could become smaller subgroups moving forward. So I think that is absolutely the plan. I know there was a question, too, and I had that, too. I am not going to be able to be in India due to some other commitments. Do we have a time scheduled for this meeting? That would be helpful to know in terms of trying to block off time, whether you're there in person or you would be on the phone.
Yeah, this is Julie Headland. We do have a time scheduled for the meeting. It's actually, there's two possible slots, and I don't know, I can't think of it just off the top of my head, but I'll send that around on the list so that people can start planning. I think there was a slot that we could either do in the morning, I think from 9 to 10, or otherwise I think it's from 11 to 12 on Monday, the 7th of November, but I'll send that around.
Okay. And so people are already traveling on November 1st, is that what you were saying?
Yes, actually, we'll be traveling and staff will be traveling as well.
Okay, gotcha. Staff will
be in the air until the 2nd, so, yep.
So that week and the week of November 7th, so the week of October 31st, we would probably skip that week and maybe just continue work on list? And then
that's correct. I think we would not be able to try to do something that week since...
Okay.
Because ICANN 57 actually starts on the 3rd, so you know, then people will be in full days of meetings, starting on the 3rd and traveling. You know, it takes 2 days to get there, so for most people, yep.
Right, of course. Okay. So we would plan, just looking at our calendar, then we will schedule a call for next Tuesday, which is October 25th, at the same time. We will not have a meeting the week of November 1st. The week of November 7th, we will have the meeting in India and try to get as much participation as we can. In the meantime, we can continue to work on list, and then we would resume our calls on the 15th, correct, November 15th?
I think that's correct, yeah.
Okay, so if staff could kindly send out calendar invites for those dates and times, maybe getting us at least through November or the first week of December so that we have those on our calendar, that would be very helpful, I think, for all of us, so that as we're planning other meetings, we don't accidentally book something else if we forget that we've set this recurring meeting.
And I see Terry has her hand up. Maybe she's addressing.
Oh, yes. Terry, sorry.
That's okay. Hi, this is Terry, just for the transcript. Just as a friendly reminder, our time zones will be adjusting while we're in Hyderabad, so we'll be adjusting. I know. So for the Tuesday, November 15th call, most working groups will adjust their start time as well. Should we go ahead and do that for this call? Basically, we'll keep it scheduled at the same. It'll still be at this time. So
it will be at UTC time.
Instead of 1300 UTC time, it'll be 1400 UTC time.
Okay.
For the 15th.
That would make it 8 a.m. That makes it then 8 a.m. for you, Jen. So that's
okay. Okay. Thank you.
I had to do the math in my head.
I always have to look up the chart to remember. Like, I can't even remember what it is. So thank you.
Usually what we do is we do not change the UTC time because that sort of makes it easier. So it's 1300 UTC. That stays the same. And then it adjusts or not depending on the person's time zone.
Okay. I'm going to trust that all our software systems will work, and if you send out a calendar invite, it will show up at the right time.
It should. The calendar should figure that out.
Okay. All right. Well, I know we're at the top of the hour. I know some people probably have to drop for other things. Thank you so much. Thank you specifically to staff, to all of you, to Julie. This is really helpful. I think this is going to allow us to do our work very efficiently. For everyone who's been on the call, thank you for your time. And please do, you know, let's use the list to help us move this forward, because we do have a lot to get through in a short period of time. And if you can go through the document and provide your comments on list, that will certainly help us to incorporate those comments and move this document forward. So anyone else have any final comments? Okay, seeing none, that will close the meeting, and we will reconvene next Tuesday.
Great. Thanks, everyone. Thanks so much, Jen. And we'll talk next week.
Okay, thanks, everybody. Goodbye.
Bye.
Thank you. Once again, the meeting has adjourned. Thank you very much for joining. Please remember to disconnect all remaining lines and have a wonderful rest of your day.